This is Robert Margolacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. Our May MSL Global Learning Edition features a very special guest I connected with while at South by Southwest EDU in Austin, Texas recently. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Karen Francis, who serves as chairman and CEO of Academics Direct, which owns CourseTalk, the world's most comprehensive catalog of online courses and student-powered services. She brings a valuable combination of marketing, technology, and management experience to the fastest-growing company known as the leading innovator in education marketing. Her career has been shaped by senior executive positions with P&G, Bain & Company, General Motors, Ford Company, and as CEO of Publicis and Hall & Riney. As a graduate of Harvard Business School, Karen is active in alumni engagement for the school and recently established a fellowship to support women attending HBS. She serves on numerous boards and also owns her own vineyard in California. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Karen.
Thank you, Robert. I'm happy to be here.
What was the inspiration behind CourseTalk?
Well, there are so many things happening in education right now that are very exciting. Our company, Academics Direct, has been in business for close to 9 years now, using technology to connect students to colleges and making sure that students can find the best colleges and programs for their goals. CourseTalk actually is a similar concept with the incredibly exploding arena of online courses and our ability to help learners or prospective students globally find the best online courses for their particular needs, whether that be continuing their education or getting more credentials for their career or just discovering something that they have some interest in.
And where are you seeing your greatest traction across the U.S. or internationally?
Well, so CourseTalk.com is a global site. We actually get probably about half of our traffic from global, non-U.S., and the rest from U.S. We see people, students coming from all over the world. Our top countries are the U.S., then India, and then the U.K., but importantly, Canada is actually the fourth highest country in terms of interest in CourseTalk.
Oh, fantastic.
And, we're very excited. We see a lot of energy and enthusiasm and interest in online courses coming from our Canadian colleagues and friends.
Well, you know, when the weather is cold as it is up here, we tend to prefer to go to the online route and stay indoors in the wintertime. There's got to be something to be said about that.
That might be it, but I also think I've met many professors from Canada who are incredibly passionate about the opportunities, both in online opportunities as well as blended learning opportunities, and many of the thought leaders in the whole emerging, what is known as MOOC space, are coming from Canada. And MOOC, as your audience may or may not know, is a massive online open course. And this really represents or stands for a course that is open to just about anyone who would like to sign up for it. And thus, we end up with people from all over the world tapping into educational opportunities that they previously had no way to access. And these are being offered by some of the most prestigious colleges in the world. And it's really exciting to be able to, through CourseTalk, expose a global audience of very eager learners to an enormous variety of courses and topics. And today, CourseTalk has over 17,000 courses.
Wow.
Listed, and that number is growing every day.
That's fantastic. Now, a little trivia, Dr. George Siemens at Athabasca apparently is one of the grandfathers of MOOCs, I'm told. So you got a former vice president who apparently founded the internet, and he claims to have founded MOOCs. So.
Well, Professor Siemens has been very influential. In fact, he was very involved in a MOOC research conference that we were involved with last December in Arlington, Texas, that was put on by the Gates Foundation. And
very
so
cool.
We were down there and spent a lot of time talking to professors and really understanding what they're looking for, what they hope to achieve through online education, and making sure that CourseTalk facilitates their goals as well.
Right. So you've clearly done your homework. This did not happen overnight.
Personally, I've been running the company since 2009, so I've been very immersed in what's going on in education. Prior to that, I was honored to be on the Dartmouth College Board of Trustees for 9 years.
Oh, fantastic. So, and you're a graduate from Dartmouth.
I am. Just a couple hours away from Canada there.
Right. And Union College, where my boys are being scouted for hockey, unfortunately beat out Dartmouth and won NCAA championship. I thought I'd throw that in.
Ouch. Well, we had a lot of the players on both Canadian men's and women's teams came from Dartmouth.
So absolutely,
I take a little bit of credit there. So that's exciting. But so I, you know, having participated in the development of policy and really understanding the trends that are going on in education going forward, certainly a technology, which is what our company does really well, enables so many things today and going forward to have even more people access the educational opportunities that they could never have thought of before.
Well, that's really exciting.
Incredibly exciting.
Now, I have kids in the system who are graduating and they're hoping to get college scholarships. Is the future going to be for these kids who have opportunities to develop a custom degree from a number of universities? Are we there yet? Or is that still a ways away where I can pick and choose and have a kind of a self-directed degree?
Well, I wouldn't say we're there yet in that description of there. Certainly online courses for a high school student or even for a college student can enhance their understanding of topics. It can get them through preliminary or introductory course levels where they can credit out to be able to take higher level courses.
Right.
And then the ability to study things that might have a global impact, that where you can't go to France, per se, and study with a French professor. The opportunities there are incredible. The ability to piece together a myriad of courses to create your own degree doesn't exist yet, and partially because the accrediting bodies
right.
are still trying to work out what they will give credit for. We're just starting to see different states mandating or legislating that online course credit be actually given real credit. I think on a national level, the typical accrediting bodies are still trying to work through what this really means. And I think it's important for them to be careful and deliberate.
Sure.
In that you want to make sure that a degree really has the value and it is representative of the accomplishment and achievements of the student. That being said, I do think what we're seeing that is emerging much more quickly would be professionals, whether that be you're 1 year out of college or 20 years out of college, piecing together a sequence or series of online courses to create a proof of competency on certain skills.
Oh, cool.
So while I might not get a full college degree by taking 28 different courses in economics, let's say, I might be able to take 3 or 5 courses which represent a competency and then show my completion, my successful completion credential to employers to have them consider me in a new and different way.
That's intriguing. I was just in Alberta last week. I'm co-founder of C21 Canada, equivalent to P21 in the U.S., and we were meeting with the minister in the Chamber of Commerce there, and a lot of the talk was around the skills gap and 21st century fluencies and frameworks, and a lot of these graduating students are coming out with a gap or the transition from K-12 to higher ed. And then subsequent to that, I mean, the unemployment amongst youth is huge. So I could see these course offerings and MOOCs being very appealing in terms of augmenting your skill set and demonstrating competencies.
Well, I think especially, and this is close to home for me, but especially with a technology angle.
Right.
You know, many students benefit from a liberal arts degree, which I did. I was an economics major. And when I graduated, I didn't have any technology background. I didn't need to as much then. It was a little while ago. I would offer that today's graduating senior from college should have some mastery of technology and what it does and how to create it and how to work with it, because that's become so much a part of who we are as a society. And so I think you could study art history and have a wonderful liberal arts degree, but I think to the extent that you are also trained or informed on a technology angle, that will increase and enhance someone's career opportunities.
Absolutely.
The types of things.
And would they receive a badge from Course Talk, perhaps, as part of that process?
Well, we are in the development of a badging concept for Course Talk. Really, since Course Talk is essentially a directory of courses, we don't actually offer the course themselves. So it's important that the actual course provider be the person granting the certificate or the credential. However, we are enabling people to upload their credentials onto their Course Talk profile, which can then be attached to their official transcript, and awarding badges or completion awards once they tell us that they have, in fact, achieved that level.
That's fantastic. And you mentioned earlier, how many courses currently available online through your system?
Today, we have over 17,500.
Amazing.
And ask me again in a month, and hopefully it'll be over 18,000.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But we have, incredible, once people learn what we do, they want to be on board. And that makes the experience so robust is that, our plan is that for any topic that anyone could search, we want to have course content that meets that need.
Well, you're well on your way. That's fantastic. Now, I experienced a blended learning program through Pepperdine University, to give them a little plug. And I found that learning extremely powerful because of the human interaction. With these online courses, is there any synchronous type of collaboration, even online, for that matter?
There absolutely is that. You can get all different shapes and sizes depending on which course provider and then which professor. The technology enables just about anything, whether you want peer-to-peer engagement or if you want student-to-professor engagement or if you want the course to be part of a blended experience and then have people get together in a physical location. That's the exciting potential here is that depending on, the professor or the topic, it really creates a personalized path depending on what you're looking for.
Well, that's fantastic. And I think that's a real distinction that needs to be made is that it's not purely online asynchronous because some people have a philosophy that those courses don't do well for students necessarily. But if they're in various modes, like online and courses and blended perhaps, or however you convey that, I think that's really important so that there isn't a misconception.
I think that there are just hundreds of different combinations.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Exist today, and then as the technology gets even better, which gets better, it seems, every week, even more things will be opened up.
Now, thank you for that. An interesting comment was made during our panel in Calgary with the minister, and this was a former chancellor from UBC who, out of the blue, came out with a pretty harsh comment about the future and that if we keep building buildings, there's going to be empty buildings in the next 5-10 years. And he just raised alarm bells in the conversation. It caused me to stop and think about, where we're going with this. And where I'm based out of York, they are putting up buildings. And in the next 5-10 years, there's this massive shift happening. What are your thoughts in terms of online versus bricks and mortar teaching?
Right. Well, my view is that both can coexist in a very interesting way. So rather than saying if there's an online course, you don't need a brick building to use that analogy, what I would offer is for people to consider, the bricks and mortar of college campuses as the way to bring people together who are learning in all different ways. So thinking of the college experience as more of a learning village than of a destination where you go to see the professor face-to-face. And so imagine, one way to think about this would be imagine that you go to a college campus, you have a fantastic physics professor, but he or she engages astronauts from NASA to be online and to be interactive with the class to really bring home certain elements of astronomy or physics or whatever they're learning. Then the online experience ends, And the people in the class or in the conversation or in the discussion group then work with that concept and interact together to bring it to life and dig deeper and challenge each other. So I think the benefit of having buildings where people can come together and share their learning can take knowledge development and comprehension to whole new levels, not constrained at all by the deliverer of the information itself.
Well, I like the notion of a learning village. That's a pretty cool concept you mentioned. So in terms of your business model, it's a great website, you know, really intriguing concept. How does Course Talk generate revenue for itself?
We're in the early stages. I'll just start with that.
Okay.
We're mostly focused on our mission, which is to be the place where everyone around the world goes to find their online courses. I would say, you know, there are predominantly two major categories of courses. One would be a course that's free. Many
right.
of the MOOCs that we've been talking about are actually
so that's,
free.
So that's the freemium model. That's good. You always need a freemium
that's right.
model.
Well, they're offered, you know, Harvard and Stanford are putting their course content out there, and I think it's fabulous.
And MIT.
Free.
Right?
MIT, absolutely.
Yeah. Weren't they the first?
And then there are courses that actually course providers are charging for the course content, and that could be because they have extra professor involvement or they have proprietary information or whatever that might be. And so for those courses that are paid courses, we essentially act as a marketing assistance to those courses, and we have some sort of marketing referral fee for those people that actually sign up and take the course. Importantly, the student doesn't pay anything. It's the person who's providing the course.
Right.
But if they are gaining some sort of revenue, then they, just as they would in any normal marketing situation, they would pay us a small fee for that referral.
Well, and that's,
on a free course, yeah. Everything's free.
Right. Well, that's not unreasonable.
That's part of our mission.
That seems like a reasonable business model, you know. Help me understand something. Are MOOCs not all necessarily free?
Well,
there are some MOOCs.
I'm sure that could be a whole debate depending
okay.
on who was on the panel. I would say the concept of massive open online course
open,
typically
yeah.
means free. It typically means that it's massively open.
Open.
To all kinds of people.
Okay.
That being said, you will see, for example, Coursera or edX, who the courses themselves are free. If you want a certificate of completion, going back to our prior conversation, that they do charge for the certificates themselves. And that's anywhere, I've seen it anywhere from $50 to $100 per course. But clearly, nowhere near what the actual course would cost you on a per course basis if you were to attend Harvard to take that course.
That sounds reasonable enough.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so. And especially, you know, if you take five free courses and then have five certificates, which altogether might cost you, let's say, $300 or $400 altogether,
right.
you might have the ability to get that promotion. Or
well,
get that job.
Ultimately,
and will enable you to make even more money throughout your career.
For sure. So speaking of that, perhaps you can share a success story with us to date as you've evolved as a company?
Sure. Well, probably the one most top of mind is one that just went live within the last week. And that is that we've been very engaged with edX. I totally respect everything that Anant Agarwal is doing there in terms of making their platform open to many people to, again, create learning opportunities all over the world. I'm very proud to say that edX has selected Course Talk to be their review platform. So one of the drivers of Course Talk is that we have ratings and reviews, just like a Yelp,
right.
that are contributed by people who've taken the course. And that information is very, very valuable to anyone who's looking to make a selection on a course because you want to hear, well, what did other people think about
right.
it?
What a brilliant idea.
EdX has just put on each one of their course pages, they have the Course Talk review section that anyone who's taken the edX course can write the review, and that information will come back to the Course Talk catalog, to the Course Talk site. So that really opens up, you know, global. I think they have over 2 million registered students, and that really opens up a big opportunity for us to have even more reviews contributed, which in turn makes coming to Course Talk that much more valuable for people to find the most information about the course that they are interested in taking.
Well, congratulations. That sounds like a fantastic partnership. That's, you know, a top brand, leaders in this whole online MOOC space. It doesn't get better than that.
No, we're very thrilled with our partnership, and we're so supportive of what edX is doing, and we really have a very common goal in terms of getting as much education open to people as possible.
I'm so honored to have had the opportunity to speak with you this afternoon, Karen, being our global learning edition, and you certainly are making headway on a global scale. So that's very much in step with where we're at this month.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to share our excitement and our passion about education and course talk.
Thank you so much again. That was Karen Francis, who serves as chairman and CEO of Academics Direct, which owns Course Talk. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.